This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
It is Popular Science Radio. Lots of cool things going on in every issue of Popular Science, of course. I'm Alan Taylor, our next guest up. This guy is, he's a wild man. He's a mind controller. By the way, that song is King of All the World. How to control your car and home with your mind. I do believe he's a circus act here. Diogo Monica is on the line with us. Can you control the car and the home with your mind, Diogo?
Not yet, but in the future, it will definitely be possible.
All right, well, tell us about yourself a little bit. Who is Diogo Monica?
So I'm an engineer, yeah. And I'm an IEEE volunteer. And as IEEE volunteer, I'm the chair of the Public Visibility Committee and the chair of the Digital Strategy Committee. All of these, I know, sound very impressive. And as a day job, I'm actually the security lead for a company called Docker.
Goodness gracious. So with the Internet of Things, you are one of these, what we'll call technologists, right?
And that is correct.
So I, from what I understand, of what I did a little bit of reading on this, because I love just to get it from the horse's mouth, you guys kind of look at what's going to be out there in the year 2025, and we'll be able to just think of, I want my car because I need a Starbucks coffee, and the car will come driving up in front, and you just get in, and it takes you to Starbucks. I mean, something like that?
Yes, there are several versions of this. So what we did was we did a survey over 3,000 technologists that attended the Mobile World Congress. And we essentially asked them how they wanted to control their home and vehicle by the year 2025. So these answers came out, and 35% of our respondents were actually super interested to using mind control to, for example, opening their front door or controlling their kitchen appliances. But the example of the car would actually be a lot cooler, if you ask me.
Yeah, no doubt. Means that I have a Starbucks right in front of me. So
you gotta have your coffee.
That's right. How in the world does this work then? I mean, are you having electrodes planted inside of your skull, or, you know, give us a little deeper. How would that work?
There are no electrodes planted in your skull. So essentially, mind control, or what people...
Yes,
it is wireless, which is actually interesting. So the majority of mind control devices essentially work by conducting a test that is called electroencephalogram, or people call it EEG as the acronym. Sure. And essentially what it does is it monitors your brainwaves and translates that information into a receiver, which could be your mobile phone, or it could also be your front door or your car. Mm. But the communication technologies that it uses are actually very commonplace. Uses Bluetooth or uses Wi-Fi, which is actually an IEEE standard, IFI Wi-Fi 802.11. So these are commonplace technologies to integrate with all of your IoT devices, Internet of Things devices at your home. So there's no magic here.
But at some point, am I wearing something over my ear that's measuring these little waves that are going out?
So there's definitely headsets. So you have these headsets that touch your temples and essentially are close enough to your temples into your brain to actually allow you to conduct the EEG. So they allow to monitor these brain waves. They could be some electrodes, definitely not inside of your skull, but on the outside of your skull that monitor this data and then sends it as normal data to your mobile devices that can then be sent out to do all sorts of things.
God, this is really kind of cool. I mean, it just kind of shows where we're going. Now, you are a PhD student at IST. Tell us about IST.
So the IST is the Technical University of Lisbon. So that's where I did my bachelor's and my master's. It's in Lisbon, which is in beautiful Portugal. If you haven't been, you should totally check it out.
Yeah.
And it was while doing my PhD in the area of network security, so it's a PhD in computer science, that I was really interested in communication security. And that's when I got and flew out from Portugal to sunny California. And now I'm living in San Francisco.
Okay, so how far off, Diogo, do you think we are from being able to control our home and our car? Really? Little things like you know, give me an example of what I could do in my car. Because I understand opening the front door, that's pretty basic. But what about the car? What could I do? And how far off do you think we are in our final moments?
So that's an excellent question. To kind of like color a little bit of where we're going to be in the future, Actually, IEEE in 2012, so 3 years ago, made a prediction on driverless cars. So let's use that as an example. They actually predicted that 75% of cars on the road by 2040 are going to be driverless vehicles. So they're not going to have a driver. And this colors a little bit the pace that technology is taking right now. Right now, we have Google and we have a bunch of other players that have autonomous cars, but they're not commonplace. If in 2040, cars will be commonplace, you can extrapolate from having right now mind control devices that essentially allow you to control things like the door or play games or very trivial things. And you can see that by 2040, they will definitely be able to control multiple segments of devices. So by 2040, I would say that you're going to have something useful. The question that you ask specifically, when we'll be able to do something cool with a car, for example, driving it without using or actually changing the location where the car is driving to, because the car is already driverless, right? When you're going to do that with your mind, I don't really know, but I would say that 2060 would be a safe bet, and don't quote me on this.
Well, I can tell you what you can quote me on is by 2040, I will be wearing an adult diaper. That's a long time away. All right. Well, there you go. Control your car and home with your mind. Do you have a website or people can go look at more about this?
Yes. Our website is IEEE.org.
Spell it. So it's IEEE. So IEEE.org. Gotcha. Okay. You say that so fast, it's like a song. It's like a rap song. All right. Diogo Monica, thank you very much. There you go. My prediction,
thank you very much,
I will be wearing an adult diaper in the year 2040. We'll be right back. It is Popular Science Radio.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.